as we've been hearing this week, Dr. Mary McAleese says she's devastated and feels the momentum for integration is fading after confirming she has stepped down as chairperson of the Integration Committee overseeing the amalgamation of the GAA, LGFA and Camogie Association. It comes after the GAA told the steering group that it could not commit to the definitive timeline for integration. Tara Flanagan joins me now in studio to give, I suppose we're going through kind of what has occurred, kind of what's been in the headlines over the past number of days since Mary McAleese, former President of Ireland, stood down as chair of the integration process. Tara, kind of what exactly has happened and the more in-depth as to what were the reasons behind this decision?
Yeah, so I suppose given a bit of a timeline, Hannah, so Mary McAleese was appointed independent chair of the steering group on integration back in September 2022, and that was the group tasked with bringing the GAA, the LGFA and the Camogie Association together under one organisation. And then in February 2024, the leadership of all three organisations stood alongside McAleese at Croke Park and announced a timeline aimed at achieving full integration by April 2027. But there had been growing doubts over whether the deadline could be met, and McAleese remained committed to 2027. But the GAA had concerns about whether integration could realistically be achieved within that time frame. And matters appear to have come to head this week when the GAA formally asked the steering group to pause the process and extend the target date. And it was potentially, there was 5 years was being mentioned. So McAleese subsequently announced she was stepping down, citing the changes to agreed timelines and strongly criticising the GAA's management committee. She also suggested there were people involved who were not entirely comfortable with women being included in decision making at top level of the Gaelic Games.
And since that comment in particular, it's prompted quite a strong response from the GAA kind of yesterday mornings when we were hearing the responses from them.
Yeah, no, and it has. So the GAA Director General, Tom Ryan, had rejected any suggestion of misogyny in the strongest terms. And while the GAA President, Jarlath Byrnes, described that part of Mary McAleese's comments as very regrettable. Now, Byrnes pointed to female representation across GAA committees and said 9 of 19 members of the GAA Management Committee were women, but at the same time he was complimentary of McAleese personally and said she had done an outstanding job chairing the integration process.
So with the GAA saying that the issue isn't opposition to women being involved, what was it saying in terms of integration and the reasons behind stalling the integration process apparently for several years?
Yeah, and as I said, 5 years been mentioned. So Jarlath Byrnes had said a major concern was money, particularly the cost of funding male and female inter-county teams at the same level. So he said the GAA currently spends around 45 million preparing county teams and argues that moving immediately to complete equality could potentially see that rise to 90 million, which he said simply isn't sustainable. So he was saying the GAA is talking about equity is staging post towards equality with resources allocating according to the needs and the development of the individual teams.
So, you know, kind of the costs, I don't think it's entirely sure about exactly what these costs are. They're just saying, okay, money's involved, but still, what, there's no like fine print details of what that actually means.
So what they had gone on to say was development squads, gear, nutrition, gyms, travel expenses, transport, training weekends, even the size of panels. And Byrnes said county boards are already struggling to control expenditure and there was concern integration could dramatically increase those costs. So he said they needed a sustainable financial model rather than simply doubling spending.
So that's the GAA, their side of what they've been saying since this news broke. There are the other two organisations involved in integration, the LGFA and the Camogie Association. What have they come out and been saying?
So the LGFA said Mary McAleese's resignation came somewhat unexpectedly, particularly as it believed that there had been constructive discussions at the steering group meeting on Monday night. But importantly, it says it is remaining fully committed to integration and it believes there's still goodwill among the LGFA, the GAA and the Camogie Association to get the process over the line. It says it is confident integration can continue in a positive and collaborative way. The Camogie Association has taken a slightly different tone. Its president, Brian Malloy, praised McAleese's work and also commended what he called her bravery in taking the stand she has. He has, however, cautioned that integration itself won't immediately solve issues such as the shortage of facilities for female players.
So with all of that being said now, people will be wanting to know, where does this leave the integration process currently?
And that is, it's kind of the million dollar question, but all sides are still publicly committed to integration. Mary McAleese's resignation has clearly exposed some significant disagreements over the pace of change and how the new organisation could operate. Jarlett Burns has also stressed that the GAA has to bring its membership with it while respecting the existing structures of both the LGFA and the Camogie Association. So integration isn't off the table, but now the serious question is about the timeline and how quickly that can be reached.
And now we have seen that the government is getting involved as well, some ministers.
Yeah, and we were reporting on this yesterday. So there was a number of meetings being held yesterday. So Minister Patrick Donovan met the various parties, including Jarlett Burns, Mary McAleese and representatives of the LGFA and the Camogie Association. Speaking afterwards, he said McAleese, her resignation was a massive setback. He wouldn't be drawn on either her criticisms of the drift of its deadlines or the claims of misogyny. He said, "This isn't a court that I was convening today," adding that his role was not to cast judgment on individuals. He said it was really disappointing that Mary McAleese, with all her experience, found herself in a position where there were no other option for her but to resign. But he said his department and the Sports Ireland were ready to assist if asked in the endeavour to achieve integration as quickly as possible. And the LGFA president, Trina Murray, said she knew that the women members of the GAA's management committee, and she said they were all wonderful ambassadors for Gaelic Games. And just to give you a context, Hannah, because I know we're going to talk in a bit more detail with the club, but there's over 2,200 GAA clubs in all of Ireland, and approximately 800 of them, it seems, operate as a one club. So I know we're going to talk about what a one club, but what our understanding is, one club, it's like one president, one vice president, one chair, as opposed to one for the GAA, one for the LGFA and one for the Camogie Association. So evidence of one club does exist already. But obviously, I'm sure it's not as straightforward as that, but already a third of our clubs in Ireland are operating in that manner.
And as you were saying, we do have a spokesperson from a local club, St. Lawrence's GAA. They operate as a one club. Ivan Keatley is vice chair of that and joins me now on the line. Ivan, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there with us.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Tara.
So I suppose, you know, to get a more of an understanding about what exactly a one club is, how does it operate and how does it operate for St. Lawrence's? What was the decision, or when was the decision made to operate as one?
Well, I suppose there was no one decision, Tara. Just to be very, very, or Hannah, sorry, just to be very, very clear from the start, when we do operate as a one club, we have a myriad of different sections in our club. And we also have the Camogie Club, who have, I suppose, a longer tradition than anybody else in the club, or as long a tradition as anybody else in the club. And they operate their own club and their own membership through the Camogie Association. But we do operate the LGFA membership under the heading of St. Lawrence GA as well. So I suppose it's an administrative thing, and we are very much a one club. But I suppose that integration has happened over many years. Our ladies setup has its 20th anniversary this year as a separate organisation, but as an organisation in itself. And as I said, the Camogie Club are there for a long number of years and have many, many accolades that have been lauded to over the years, and we're really proud of their achievements also. So I suppose, as from an administrative point of view, Anna, it's important to point out that we have a senior committee that I'm part of, obviously, as vice chair. And then we have a club secretary, treasurer, pitch coordinators, registrars, child protection officers, like every other club have. And ironically, the majority of those are filled by women, I should say, and I think it's important to point that out. And then the different sections of our club, as I said, our senior committee, our underage committee, our ladies section, our community complex section, our hurling section, and then, of course, the Camogie Club. So it's highly complex, Hannah, and the administrative and the, I suppose, the running of the club from a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis is highly complex. And if I could make one comment about the ongoing issues within the GAA and the problems they're having with integration, it doesn't help us as a club. It makes the administration of our club a lot more difficult. As I said, our lady members have to pay a separate, what I consider a separate membership to the LGFA. The Camogie members, under the heading of the Camogie Club, have to pay another membership under the Camogie Club. And I suppose the coordination of facilities then and trying to make sure that everybody has a fair share of pitches and other club facilities, we do that absolutely as a one club. So sorry if that's long-winded, Hannah, but that's the reality of how our club functions, I suppose, week to week.
No, but it's good to get that insight from a one club, especially a local club here in Kildare, Ivan. I suppose as well, like with that news this week of Mary McAleese standing down and her comments and what she's saying is the concerns about the integration process. I mean, what was the club's reaction, or maybe just a general census of people's reactions now to it?
Well, I suppose I don't want to speak as you know, we've an executive meeting tonight. I haven't spoke to the rest of the committee since the two interviews were given, and I refer to, as you have, Anna Mary McAleese and the GAA president's interviews. And to be honest with you, I listened to Mary McAleese's 2 days ago and then Charlotte Burns last evening when I was coming home, and I don't know after which interview I was more despondent, to be honest with you. But, and I'm a man, I have the benefit of being a member of the biggest of those three organisations that we're talking about. So I can't imagine how our lady members, how our Camogie members are feeling this morning when they're hearing that after a 4-year process, we are now left in the situation that we're in. Because as I said, we as a club are waiting for direction from the GAA as to how we can fully integrate, and we want to be fully integrated as one club. As I said, as much from an administrative and a running from day-to-day point of view as anything else. But I can't imagine how the ladies club, the ladies section, the different members. And as I said, you know, I think it's more than ironic that, you know, the running of our club. And I suspect the most of the clubs, most of those 2,200 clubs, as one of our ministers pointed out the other day, are heavily laden with women that are pulling more of the weight than they should be in terms of the administration of these clubs. Mm. And if they did pull out in the morning, our club structure would fall asunder. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the comments have been saying, that, you know, the backbone of the GAA clubs over the years have been the women behind the scenes, even to the mothers who are bringing, you know, the young players to and from training as well. The integration process now, that it looks like it's not going to be reached in 2027. I mean, I suppose now, as a one club, St Lawrence is just going to continue to operate as best as it can with what it's given at the moment.
Well, as I said, for the last 4 years, we've been waiting for direction from this committee that Mary McAleese chaired, and we were very hopeful that by the end of this year we would have some direction as to how that was going to happen. And I'm still hopeful, you know, speaking personally, that this will happen. I'm hoping Mary McAleese's resignation will give a little bit of impetus to this and will try and get a bit of a move on, because I don't suspect our club is any different than any other club, either in the county or in the country, Hannah. And we do need direction, but at the same time, you know, we have been forging ahead in terms of integration in our club for as long as I'm both a player and as a committee member. And I suspect that, you know, when we sit down as a committee and we head towards our AGMs and all the other AGMs around the country, that we will forge ahead and trying to further integrate that. But it does need leadership. And, you know, from my point of view, again, I think we're seriously lacking leadership at the moment in the GAA. We, you know, as men, you know, we need to step up to the plate here and get this sorted for all our sakes. As I said, you know, I can't imagine how the lady footballers, the Camogie players around the country and the administrators are feeling this morning as we listen to this going on the airwaves around the country. But as clubs, we certainly do need to drive on.
Ivan, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Ivan Keatley, Vice Chair of St Lawrence's GAA here in Kildare, that do operate as a one club. Again, I'd love to know your thoughts, your opinions on this. If you are an LGFA member, Camogie player, you know, if you're any way associated with the GAA, what are your thoughts about this or your concerns? Do let us know on 0833 97 97 97 or call us on 045 898 999, and that message can be popped on to us here in the studio. We are